It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now, always great catching up with Caitlin Lehner. Caitlin, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Hey, Matt. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Caitlin. So let's talk about your brand new song. I love this song. It's a great tune called City Cowboy. Tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of how this one came to be and the story behind it.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this song. I really think that to date, this is probably, dare I say, my favorite song, one of my favorite songs awesome. That I've released. And, you know, I think I'm just like really proud of the story and the writing behind this. But this song is all kind of about, honestly, the core of it is just about my love of the country life and, you know, mm-hmm. being outside of the city. I grew up in Prince Albert, but my family has, we have our family farm that's just outside of the city. And so we spent a lot of time there. And I just have so much good memories of being there as a kid and just kind of, you know, learning what farm life was about and being exposed to that type of lifestyle. And, you know, I think it's just like, it's always been being outside and just like in an open space like that has always been one of my favorite places. And, you know, I lived in Calgary for 4 years when I was attending university and doing track and field. Mm-hmm. And I loved Calgary, but the one thing I missed from home was our farm and being able to like go out into an open space and just have that peacefulness. And so that's really what this song is about. And it ties a little love story into it. And it's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a great tune. And just kind of continuing on with the writing process, City Cowboy, did you have that title kind of for a while in the archives? Did that idea kind of come as you were writing this one? Tell us a little bit about the writing process. Did you have the title City Cowboy kind of in the archives for a little bit or no?
Yeah, you know what? I actually had the title City Cowgirl in archives for a little bit. I was like,
Very
that
cool.
would be cool because I kind of view myself as a city cowgirl. You know, I grew up in Prince Albert, you know, lived in Calgary, but I do have that experience of kind of being out on the farm too. So I was like, maybe that would be something fun to do. And as I kind of was just like freeballing some lyrics and trying to see what stuck, City Cowboy came out and I was like, that's kind of cool. And I feel like once that title stuck in my head, I feel like I was kind of just like off the ground running and the chorus came like pretty quickly. And I kind of like worked my way to fine tune that and then sat down and kind of started building this story out around the chorus about this love story, about this city girl who wants to experience that outdoor life and needs a cowboy to take her out and show her the ways.
For sure. It's a great song. So congratulations on the release. It's a fantastic tune. Again, joined right now by Caitlin Lehner. Have you had an opportunity to play this song live? I know that kind of festival season isn't happening yet, and I'm sure you'll be playing this one a lot coming up this year, but you have an opportunity to play this one live, whether it be acoustically or full band, and kind of how's that gone for you and the response from the fans?
Yeah, I have played the song a few times. I actually have my first full band show of 2024 coming up Friday, which is today, with my band in Saskatoon at the Long Branch. So this will be our first full band performance of it. But I have played the song acoustically on my own and also as a trio a few shows. And the response has been really great. You know, I remember I got to open for Jess Moskaluk at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And for her Winter Wonderland tour,
for sure.
And I played that song to the audience, and it was definitely a very special thing to see people in the audience singing along to this song. And you know, just
that's
being
awesome.
A new artist, that's pretty new to me. And so that was just this song is so special to me, and seeing other people connect to it and, you know, sing along with lyrics, and to be able to hear stories from people that, you know, grew up in the city and now are on an acreage or have stories similar growing up on a family farm and having that same appreciation for country life as I do, I think is just something that's really special. And that's what songwriting is all about. It's connecting with people through music and through stories.
I love it. Fantastic. A great tune, and congratulations on the release. Now, what's kind of this year looking like for you here in 2024? I know there's probably a lot of things that you can't announce, but are you planning to be busy playing a lot of live shows this year? What's 2024 looking like for you?
Absolutely. I am very excited to be busy for this whole year. Yeah, some show announcements coming soon. Really excited to get into festival season here. Working in the studio still, so there's definitely going to be some new music popping out at some point this year. So yeah, I'm just still riding the high of this and excited to just keep moving forward.
Fantastic. Sounds like a lot of cool things are on the way from you, and we are looking forward to it. Caitlin, we really appreciate your time today. It's always great chatting with you and catching up. And again, we wish you all the best going forward, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.